Patrick, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? Missed you guys.
Dude, where have you been?
Hey, man, I've been MIA, bro.
Studying film, we know.
Yeah, you know, we're on top of things.
And you're not studying film in Baltimore anywhere because that's in the past.
Yeah, that's gone, man. We're getting ready for the Giants, man.
Be honest, you were in Eugene, Oregon, convincing Chip Kelly to stay with the Ducks and not go to the NFL.
Oh, I'm taking Ducks. That's a good team. I'm taking Ducks all day, baby. Here you go, Chip. That's why we love you, man.
They got a better team than Tampa anyway. So,
you're going to get me in trouble. I'll stay confidential with that one, man.
All right, let me ask you about the big play in the game at the end of that game, Sterling Moore. This guy came from practice squad, playing to the practice squad, released, signed back. Now he's playing outstanding at the corner. Yeah. Like, tell me something I don't know about this guy. What makes him be able to get through all those trying times?
He's mentally tough, man. I mean, he doesn't let things get to him. He just wants to play ball. And that's one thing about Sterling. He just likes playing football. He wants to play football. He can care about all the other stuff, man. He just wants to be on the field making plays, and that's what he does.
How did you see that final play? I will go back to the Ravens for a second, where he knocked that ball out. We've heard from a bunch of your teammates. That's a drill you guys work on all the time, Patrick.
Yeah, it's a drill. I think it's a drill all DBs on any team work on. Just, you know, to catch the ball, finish the play. Finish the play, knock the ball out. You know, he lived to play another down. And, you know, he did that play to perfection, so it helped us out a lot.
Well, you got another week here, a lot of hype. I'm wondering, you know, if you're getting any advice from, say, like the older guys about Super Bowl week, is it more about on-the-field stuff or is it more about off-the-field stuff?
On the field, man, it's as much as a game. We're not going for the Super Bowl festivities and all that. We're going to play a game, you know, and that's what they tell me, man. Just stay calm, prepare like you're playing just a regular game, and you go in there and play. You don't worry about the other distractions because there's going to be distractions. There's going to be things going on all over the place, and your main concern is to make sure that you're ready for the game and not worry about anything else.
Yeah, so you got a week. Like you said, there are some distractions, and I know we're talking to some of those guys about the emotions coming out of the Super Bowl, and you guys got quite a test. You got a pretty good wide receiving core in New York.
Yeah, man. They're all good. They're all three different kinds of receivers, but they're all three very good receivers, man. So, I mean, we have to be able to, you know, stop all three of them, you know, or contain them. It's going to be hard to stop all three of them, but contain them to as much as we can, man, because they're legit, definitely.
Well, Patrick Chung joining us. You talk about that first game. I know you got hurt late in that game, but what do you remember from Week 9, Pats Giants?
What I remember? Nothing. Can't remember any of that stuff, man. This is a brand new team. Eli's on fire right now, and they're playing with some guys that are playing at a higher level. So, I mean, that week nine, that's done, though, man. We're getting ready for a new team.
You getting tired of hearing that Eli's on fire?
No, I mean, he is. You got to give him his credit. He's on fire. He's throwing touchdowns, and he's not throwing interceptions. So, I mean, he's on fire right now. So, we have to, you know, see, he knows how to contain him also. They have a good team, man, all around, from running backs, receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks. They have a good team.
So you don't think you can take anything out of that Week 9 matchup looking forward to the game a week from Sunday?
I mean, it's either, I don't know, man. You can take what you want from it, but when it comes down to it, man, this is a brand new team. And they're doing different things. They're doing similar things, but they're still doing different things, and they're playing at a whole different level, man. So you can't really go back into the past and say, hey, you know, this is what we need to do because they're doing different things now.
When did it finally wear off on you, the celebration part of this week, the idea that you are going to a Super Bowl? How long does that take to get out of your mind and say, okay, we got to focus on this Giant team?
Oh, we played Saturday. I say Sunday, you got to get rid of it, man. Go ahead and party, get your fun, you know, enjoy it. And then, you know, once you're done, man. You got to get ready. You got a week to get your body right. And, you know, hopefully we get to celebrate again.
A lot of family going to make the trip. We'll ask you get you on that. Any people you going to get in for this game?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of family coming, man. You know, it's once in a lifetime, man. I got a big family, so you know how I am.
Patrick, we appreciate it. All we'll right, see man. You in Indy. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
There he is. That's Confidential with Patrick Chung.